大家早上好。
Now you're awake.
现在大家都醒了。
Okay, I want you to imagine the most stubborn, difficult person that you know.
我让大家来想象一下你所知道的那个最固执的人。
I'm talking about the man, the woman, the student, the child who's so stubborn that if you're honest, they drive you nuts.
我要让你想象的是那个人可能是个男的，是女的，是个学生或者是个小孩，他固执到一个程度，他仍然让你疯掉。
Perhaps they complain, criticize all the time, and they never seem to be happy or satisfied.
也许他们爱抱怨，爱批评，爱挑剔，从来都不会，不会觉得满意。
Perhaps they're even sitting next to you this morning.
也许这个人就坐在你旁边。
Now that you have that person's name in your head and don't say it out loud, have you ever asked yourself, is this person ever going to change?
现在你已经想到了这个人，你可以不一定要说出来，但是你可能会问这个问题，这个人会不会变？
Now, as missionaries in Taiwan, we're in an area that's 0.3% Christian. We've had to ask ourselves a lot, are the people we're reaching out to ever going to change?
我们在台湾做宣教事工的时候常常面对这个问题，因为信主的人的比例只有不到3%，那我们常常问这个问题。
Well, our text this morning is from Genesis 32 and gives us a perspective of how God deals with stubborn people.
我们今天的经文是来自于创世纪32章。这个内容是告诉我们怎么样，神怎么样来对付一个特别特别固执的人。
Now, the patriarch Jacob was probably one of the most stubborn people in the Bible.
这个雅各可能是旧约圣经里头最固执的一个人。
But what's interesting is he actually became a people group, a nation, Israel, that was constantly resisting God.
这个雅各最后变成一个家族，变成一个国家，但是这个雅各，这个以色列是一直在抵制跟神抗争。
And if you read the Old Testament prophets, you'll begin to see how God feels about dealing with really stubborn people.
如果我们读旧约圣经的时候，旧约圣经的先知书的时候，我们常常会看到神常常在忍受那些顽固的那些老百姓。
So if you live with some stubborn people or know stubborn people, God knows what it's like.
所以你知道这个固执的人和固执的人打交道，这种感受其实神非常清楚。
But the reason I like this passage so much is the way that God deals with Jacob in this passage is the way that he often deals with you and me.
我喜欢这段经文的原因是神对付雅各的这个过程，实际上也是神对付常常对付我们的这个过程。
Now, if you're not familiar with the passage, let me remind you of its background.
如果你对这段经文不是很熟悉的话，我可以给大家提醒一下这段经文的背景。
You got to remember, Jacob was the grandson of Abraham.
雅各是亚伯拉罕的孙子。
And he's actually been stubborn and wrestling with God his entire life since he was in the womb.
实际上是他这个和神摔跤，然后那样的固执是从生来如此，其实在还没出生之前，在母腹中他就是这样子。
Jacob will do anything to get blessing, but he always does it the wrong way.
雅各他一直想要得到神的祝福，但是他总是用错误的方法。
You might remember one time he stole his brother's birthright and lied to his elderly dad.
大家可能还记得他为了偷他哥哥的长子的名分，他欺骗了他年老的父亲。
Now, as a result of all his very shady ways, he had to flee his brother Esau, who wanted to kill him.
因为他做了这些很多不好的事情，所以他必须要逃避他的哥哥，因为他哥哥想要杀他。
And as he left home, you'll see in the scripture before our passage, the sun began to set.
我们读了这段经文里头，他离开家的时候，他经文里说太阳落山，黄昏要到了。
Now you got to remember that the sun set, it's important because it gives us a picture of Jacob's spiritual landscape of his life.
我们要注意，就是太阳落山，这是非常重要，因为它 给我们描述了他当时的属灵光景。
There's more and more darkness, spiritual darkness descending on Jacob.
这个黑暗，越来越多的黑暗是降临在雅各的身上，这个时候，他落山以后。
But even as Jacob was fleeing his brother and his family, his life was still a mess.
他虽然他已经逃避了他的哥哥和他的家庭，但是他的生命呢，仍然是一团糟。
He ended up becoming enemies with his uncle.
他最后他跟那个他的舅舅也成为了他的敌人。
He ended up with a lot of 太太's.
他最后是有好多太太。
A lot of kids and a lot of drama.
有很多孩子，也有很多很多的麻烦事情。
But finally, he comes to his senses and realizes he needs to go home and get reconciled with his brother.
他最后他意识到他要回家，要跟他的哥哥和好。
But the question that is presented to us is the brother going to accept him or is he going to kill him?
但是他的问题是他不知道他的哥哥会接受他还是会杀了他。
Jacob's in a bad situation again.
所以雅各又是在一个非常非常糟糕的一个境况之中。
And right before our passage, we see he's actually surrounded by enemies, 400 men ready to kill him.
这段经文之前我们读到了，其实他已经被敌人包围，前面有400个壮丁，准备要杀他。
He's wrestling with everybody in his life, and now he's about to wrestle with God.
他在他的生命中间，他一直在跟各种各样的人争斗，现在他要跟神要摔跤。
Now, we've already read the passage, so I just want us to consider three main points from today's passage.
我们已经读了这个经文，所以我想要跟大家讲的是三个要点，今天的经文。
So we're going to consider the wrestling, the wounding, and the weakness.
这三个要点是摔跤、受伤和
All right, we'll consider the wrestling first, and it comes from verses 22 to 24.
我们先要看和神摔跤是在经文22节到24节。
Seems like the PowerPoint's not working, so if you have a Bible, you might want to look on your phone, but I will read verses 22 through 24.
我们一起来要读那个22节到24节。
All right, the same night, he arose and took his two wives. Oh, wait, now we got it, so let's look here.
PowerPoint.
All right. So there we are. There's the outline. And then let's see if my clicker is working. Nope. Can you go to the next one? Yeah, there you go. That's got the scripture. So verses 22 through 24. The same night Jacob arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream and everything else that he had.And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day.
他夜间起来，带了两个妻子、两个使女，并11个儿子，多过了雅布渡口，先打发他们过河，又打发所有的人都过去，只剩下雅各一人。
So remember, it's nighttime now. Jacob helps his family cross this river because the next morning he's going to meet his brother Esau and try to reconcile.
大家要记住，现在是晚上的时候，雅各带他的家人过了渡口。第二天早上，他要跟他的哥哥以扫见面。
So he moves his family across the river, and then he's left alone with God.
他把他的这个家人已经送到了河对面，现在他一个人要面对神。
But I was thinking about this because often being left alone with God is exactly where God wants us to be.
我要让大家。想的是，就是有时候我们一个人，面对神是神想要的，他对付我们的一种方式。
See, God knows that sometimes He has to take away all of our excuses and our support systems and anything that we're hiding behind in our life, so we're finally brought to a place where we're all alone with just God.
所以有时候神他要把我们放到一个情况，我们所有的保护，我们所有的那种习惯的那些东西都被拿走，让我们只有一个人来面对神，这是神想要我们处在的一个境地，他可以对付我们。
All right, you can go to the next slide. My clicker is not working. But in verse 24, suddenly a man, now identified as God, who in verse 30, so we know it's God, pursues Jacob and actually just grabs a hold of him. And remember, God initiated this fight.
现在24节说突然有一个人来和雅各摔跤，后面讲到了这个人就是实际上就是神。我们要注意的是神自己来开始和雅各摔跤。
And I just wanted to pause again and think about this. Why in the world would God initiate a wrestling match? It's kind of weird.
我们想大家停下来想一想，为什么神要用这种奇怪的方式来主动的要和人摔跤？
Yeah, and the answer is just simply to get Jacob to fully and finally surrender his life to God.
这个答案就是最简单的答案就是神要雅各把他自己的生命完完全全的交托给神。
But why wrestling? Why this imagery?
但是为什么要摔跤啊？这个非常非常奇怪的一个画面。
And I remember one pastor put it this way, and I found it helpful. He said, God sometimes has to work as our adversary to save us from ourselves.
我想到了有一个牧师讲了一句非常好的话，说上帝为了保护我们不被自己伤害，有时候他必须成为我们的对手。
And what I realized is that God is so committed. He's so committed to our salvation and our sanctification that he's actually willing to fight us into a surrendered life.
我们要知道的是神他为了我们得救，为我们的成圣，他愿意来和我们摔跤。
What I realized is that God loves Jacob way too much just to watch his life self-destruct.
因为神他爱雅各，是那么的爱雅各，他不愿意看到雅各一直在这种自我毁灭的生活中间走下去。
God wrestles Jacob.Because he wants to turn all of the defiance into a deep dependence.
上帝和雅各摔跤是要把雅各对上帝的抗拒和不顺服变成对他的信赖和依靠。
But I want us to think about our lives for a moment.
我让大家来想一想我们自己的生活。
Many of the people, as I hinted, as we began, many of the people in our lives are also wrestling with God.
其实我们生活中间的很多人在他们生命中间他们的本性实际上是一直在和神作对。
And the Bible says because of sin, we're also wrestling with God even after we become Christians.
圣经告诉我们因为罪的原因哪怕我们变成基督徒以后我们常常还在和神抗争。
I'll tell you, as a missionary,we know what it's like to deal with people who are wrestling with God and other missionaries who are struggling with God.
因为我自己作为一个宣教士我知道我其他的宣教士包括我自己在和神这个面对很多挣扎。
When we first arrived in Taiwan, we were quite surprised that when we shared the gospel, nobody was interested.
当我们到台湾的时候，跟大家分享福音的时候，我们非常奇怪的发现，没有人对这个福音感兴趣。
And we would meet missionaries just like ourselves who were sad and discouraged, and they were bummed out and they're burned out because they expect rapid, quick conversions.
我们也碰到了很多其他的和我们一样的这些宣道士。他们也同样觉得心力憔悴，非常的沮丧，因为他们本来想这个福音应该是非常快、非常快的传出去。
And those are all wonderful things to see rapid, quick conversions and the people we're reaching out to. But when it doesn't happen so fast, and often it doesn't, when it doesn't happen so fast, we experience these people wrestling with God. We get really disoriented.
当然如果是能够非常好的让人信主教会非常快的增长是非常非常好的事情但是如果这样快的变化没有马上的发生的话呢常常会带来沮丧看到那些人在跟神摔跤有时候有一种挫折感。
But what we realize is that the more people in their hearts, including the missionaries, the more that we fight God, it's just a form of wrestling.
我们认识到你看到越来越多人在跟神抗争实际上 是一种摔跤的一种方式。
And we also realize that when people know in their hearts that Jesus is Lord and I'm not, they fight it.
并且我们知道当人认识到这个主神是耶稣是主我们不是他们不愿意他们愿意跟神抗争他们要跟神抗争。
And I know that some of us right now are wrestling with God.
我相信我们今天在座人中间也可能有人在和神摔跤。
Maybe you've had an intense relational conflict with a colleague.
也许你有和同事之间有非常非常厉害的冲突，关系上的冲突。
You're not on the same page, and if you're honest, you'll probably never be on the same page.
你和他就是不合拍，也许永远也都不会合拍。
Maybe you're tempted to get really mad or yell at the person and maybe get mad at God and say, Lord, why did you allow me to be put in this situation? Don't you care? Don't you understand? These people are so stubborn.
有时候你觉得对人非常的不满意，甚至对神都有怨恨，说神啊，你为什么把我放到这样的情况之中？
You're wrestling.
你在跟神摔跤。
Perhaps you've faced a lot of health setbacks lately, and you find yourself just really frustrated with God. Why does he keep allowing me to feel so unwell?
也许你现在有身体上的这个问题，你常常会问神，为什么让我这个身体有这样的软弱？
How am I supposed to love people and impact the world for Jesus if I'm always unwell?
那如果是你想让我去爱别人来服侍人，但是我身体这样不好，我怎么样去做呢？
You're wrestling.
你在和神摔跤。
Some of us are consumed with anxiety and worry about our children. Are they going to go to the right school? Will they stay in school? Are they going to like me as they get older?
有时候我们常常为自己的孩子来担心他们要去什么样的学校，是不是能去好学校？他长大了会不会听我们的话？
Yeah, and we start to criticize them and be maybe overly harsh.
有时候我们会批评他们，有时候我们会这个态度会过分的严厉。
We don't really want to trust God and put our children into his hands.
我们不再想要完全的信靠神，把孩子交在神的手中。
You're wrestling.
你也是在和神摔跤。
And you know, it'd be easy for us to think that our ultimate problem in life are all those different things and those people that we wrestle with.
常比较容易的想到就是说我们人生中间最大的问题就是那些问题，我们刚才讲到的那些问题。
The coworker drama and the health problems and the family issues, those are the Esau's and the Laban's in our life.
就像那些和同事的关系问题，我们的身体健康的问题和自己的孩子的问题，这些问题就是我们生活中间的以扫和拉班。
And you think, you know, if I could just get all those people fixed and all these problems out of my life, life would finally be okay.
也许你在想，如果我们把这些烦恼的事情，生活中这些烦恼的事情除去的话，那我们的生活一切都会 OK 了。
But what this passage is going to show us is the real problem are not all the other people, it's us.
但是这段经文提醒我们生命中间最主要的问题不是那些问题，而是我们自己。
I was challenged by this hymn that by a man named Samuel Rodegast. I'll read it to you.
我被这一首诗这首诗对我来说是对我的一个挑战，我要把这首诗读给大家听。
Whatever my God ordains is right, his holy will abides. I will be still in all he does and follow where he guides. He is my God, though dark my road, he holds me that I will not fall, and so to him I leave it all.
上帝的旨意全然美善，他的圣洁长存，他能力中我学习静默，由他带领我前面路程。他是我的神，黑暗道路中，他扶持我，所以我不致跌倒。我将一切交给他，我将一切交给他。
When you face all the frustrations in your life, you can sing or read or pray the second part. He says, whatever my God ordains is right, he won't deceive me. He leads me by the proper path. I know he won't leave me. And get this, I take content what he has sent.
第二段说，上帝的旨意全然美善，他永不欺骗我，他引领我走。 并不是杀雅各，而是要改变雅各的心。
So verse 25 says, the man, that is Jacob, saw he didn't prevail, I'm sorry, the man God saw that he did not prevail against Jacob. God is actually letting Jacob begin to win this fight.
这个25, 这段圣经上说，其实神是让雅各跟他摔跤，并且到了一个地步，雅各几乎要赢了。
But God graciously continues to make himself weak to the point of almost losing the fight.
是神他有意的让他自己软弱下来，到了一个地步，就是雅各几乎赢了他。
But now God is simply going to touch his hip socket and stop the fight.
然后到这个时候，神只是在他的大腿窝摸了一把来结束这个争斗。
But I want us to think about what's going on.
我让大家来想一想，这里面到底发生了什么。
God touches Jacob's hip to get to his heart.
神来触摸了雅各大腿窝，是为了触摸到他的内心。
You see, sometimes God has to dislocate something in our life in order to get our attention.
有时候神必须先来除去我们生命中间的一些障碍，来得到我们的注意力。
Have you ever had a certain plan in your life and then God changed the plan?
你们有没有经历过，你好像什么都规划好了，有很好的计划，但是神把这个计划给改变了。
Here's how one person has put it. The way to your heart is by the dislocation of something you're leaning on.
有一个人说的非常好，他说你要得到你的注意力，就是要把一些东西先给你移开掉。
If you're relying on something else more than God, he's probably going to dislocate it.
如果你依靠的是很多神以外的那些东西，神可能要把这些东西拿走。
But here's what I love about the Bible. See, in God's eyes, so often our defeats are actually our victories.
我非常喜欢圣经的是，因为在神的眼中间，有时候我们的失败常常是我们得胜的秘诀。
For Jacob, this probably feels like a horrible point in his life.
对雅各来说，好像这个时候是他生命中间最糟糕的时候。
And yet, spiritually, it's going to be the turning point of his life.
但是从属灵这个角度上，这是他生命的转折点。
Because he's finally going to stop relying on himself, and he's going to begin to rely on God.
因为这个时候，从这个时候开始，他会开始不再依靠他自己，而是信靠神。
Maybe you're familiar with Psalm 19. It says, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word."
也许大家都熟悉诗篇119章第67节，在你惩戒我以前，我常犯过错，但现在我遵守你的话。
We see the same idea in the New Testament in Hebrews.
同样的意思在新约的希伯来书里头也有。
God disciplines us for our good so that we may share his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later, this discipline yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who've been trained by it.
深深的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们
program growing means become smaller.
有一位作者是这样说的，雅各所有的力量，甚至他行走的力量，都得先被上帝破碎，他才能看见上帝操练的过程中间，如果他要长大成熟，他必须先要变小。
Jesus said the same thing. You remember in Mark 9, if anybody wants to become first, he must what? Become last.
耶稣也说了类似的话，说如果有人想做首先的，他就该做众人中最后的。
Greatness in the kingdom of God, it comes through humility And it's not a prize, it's to be grasped by the proud.
我们讲的这个伟大、啊、并不是你自己的能力，而是。
Yeah, so I want you to think this morning, where in your life has God wounded you?
我想让大家想呢，今天早上想一个问题，在你的生活中间，在哪些方面神让你受伤？
And this passage, I think, is a great reminder that with whatever struggle you're facing, with whatever wound you might have, that God's purpose is good and to help you.
我想让大家知道的是，不管你是受到什么样的伤，但是神有他美好的意、美好的目的在里头，这个目的是好的。
God knew exactly what he was doing in wounding Jacob because what he cares most about is Jacob's heart and your heart.
神知道雅各最需要的是什么，所以他让雅各受伤，这样的话呢，才能得到雅各的心。
I like to speak a lot on this passage because this has given me personally a powerful perspective on how I can view all of the different challenges I've faced in my own life.
这段圣经是我非常喜欢的，因为它让我提醒我，让我知道，我在生命中间的所有的经历都有特别的意义，都有神的美意在里边。
When I start to get frustrated with people that we're serving, or annoyed with a man who maybe will refuse to admit his mistakes, or tired from the wrestling and the wounding as we try to plant a church, I can always remember to put on my Genesis 32 glasses.
所以当我碰到各种各样的这个服事的时候，碰到各种各样的挫折，我一直会提醒自己，戴上我的这个创世纪32章的眼镜。
And it reminds me that when I put on my Genesis 32 glasses, a lot of the troubles that I'm facing and other people are facing is God at work in their hearts.
当我戴上创世纪32章这个眼镜的时候，我会意识到我所面对的这些问题和其他人所面对的这些问题是神在我们身上来做工。
All right, so we've considered the wrestling and the wounding, and thirdly, we have weakness.
所以我们讲到了摔跤，我们讲到了受伤，那么下面我们要来讲软弱。
Look at verse 26. Then he said, that's Jacob speaking, let me go, for the day has broken. Oh, sorry, that's God speaking. Let me go, for the day has broken. But Jacob said, I won't let you go unless you bless me.
接下来我们看第26节。那人说，天黎明了，容我去吧。雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。
Now remember, the sun had set before. Now the sun's about to rise.
我们知道前面讲这个太阳落山了，现在太阳马上要重新升起。
Now in the Bible, you can't see God face to face or you die.
圣经上说你人不能见神的面，你见了神的面就要死。
So we get a hint that this story is about to finish.
所以我们知道大概这个故事马上就要到结尾了。
And Jacob saying, Lord, you got to bless me, you got to bless me.
但是雅各说，主啊，你必须祝福我，你必须祝福我。
But for many, many years, I had read this story and I never understood this particular part.
很多年我读了这个故事，但是我不知道这个故事这一部分到底意思是什么。
What's going on? You see, the greater person always blesses the weaker person.
我们知道这是地位高的人总是去祝福低的人，应该是这样的一个情况。
So when Jacob asked God to bless him, this is the first time in his life he's beginning to show some humility.
雅各让神来祝福他，是他一辈子中第一次，他开始一辈子中第一次有谦卑的表现，谦卑他自己。
This is the first time in his life that Jacob is acknowledging weakness.
这也是他一生中间第一次来承认自己的软弱和不足。
He's going to turn to God now.
他现在要转向神了。
Look at verses 27 to 28. And he said to him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. Then he said, your name will no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have fought with God and with men and have prevailed.
27-28节说，那人说，你名叫什么呢？他说，我名叫雅各。那人说，你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人较力，都得了胜。
Now think about this. God knows everything. So why did he ask Jacob, what's your name?
哎，大家都知道神什么都知道，他为什么要问雅各你叫什么名字呢？
See, Jacob's name means deceiver. So God asked him his name so that he would confess his sinful character.
我们知道雅各他本身那个意思就是欺骗者。当雅各说出他这个原来雅各这个名字的时候，等于是向上帝承认他过去的罪，暴露他从前的行为和缺点，实际上是一种悔改的表现。
So when he says his name out loud, he's beginning to admit his guilt and his sin, revealing his sinful character and all of his weaknesses.
所以当他讲他自己的名字的时候，实际上他是在承认他自己所犯过的罪。
Jacob was repenting.
他是在悔改。
And now that he has repented, God's going to give him a new name to represent a new start.
现在上帝接受了雅各的悔改，所以他要 赐给雅各一个新的名字，作为一个新的起点。
But consider this, why did God tell Jacob, you just won? Isn't that weird?
但是想这一点，为什么神要跟雅各说你赢了？是不是觉得很奇怪啊？
It looks like to me that Jacob lost because God touched his hip.
你可能觉得对我来说是雅各赢了，因为神碰了他的大腿窝。
But remember, what God cares about is the heart, and he says, you know what? You win by losing.
但是神最关心的是雅各的心。神好像是输了，但是神给雅各说，你赢了，虽然你输了。
When we repent of our sins and trust in Christ, that is victory.
当我们承认自己的罪，完全的信靠神，这就是我们的胜利。
Let's look at verse 29. Jacob asked him, please tell me your name. But he said, why is it that you ask my name? And there he blessed him.
我们一起来看29节，雅各问他说，请将你的名字告诉我。那人说，何必问我的名字呢？
God didn't answer the question, probably because Jacob already knew the answer. He knew this was God, as we learn in verse 30.
我们从三十节说，总知道雅各早就知道这个答案，所以神并没有直接回答雅各的问题。
And then Jacob finally gets the blessing in verse 30. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered.
最终雅各得到了神的祝福。他说这个经过了比努以勒，得到了神的祝福。
So because Jacob said he was sorry for his sins and put his trust in God, the sun rose.
因为雅各承认了自己的罪，然后决定要信靠神，在这个时候太阳重新升起。
I remember a person preaching on this passage when they were talking about Jacob limping.
我记得有一个牧师在讲这段经文的时候讲到了。雅各的腿瘸了，跛脚。
Because even though the sun rose, Jacob is limping, and you can imagine him kind of holding his hip like that.
虽然太阳已经升起来了，但是雅各他的脚是跛了。你可以想象他走路的时候是，他是脚是越瘸越崴的。
And the pastor pointed out that this is a picture of the Christian life, that limp.
这个牧师说，这个图像，这个影像就是我们基督徒的生活，我们走路的时候腿是瘸的。
Every step the rest of his life, Jacob would remember his own sin to wrestle with God.
因为雅各从那天开始，他余生的每一步都是对他的提醒他跟神摔跤。
But he would also remember God's amazing grace not to wipe him out like he deserved.
但是他也会纪念神的恩典，他没有把他杀掉，让他能够继续，能够活下来，这是神的恩典。
And I'll just finish with this. The Jews today, they remember Jacob's wound, actually, by not eating the sinew of the thigh. Did you know that?
我要这个讲到的结尾是讲犹太人一直到今天，为了纪念他的祖先雅各和上帝摔跤，然后受伤，他们的传统是不吃大腿的筋。
They don't eat the sinew of the thigh to remember Jacob's wound.
他们不吃这个大腿的这个筋，是为了纪念雅各的受的伤。
But we as Christians do something similar.
但是我们作为基督徒，我们做一件类似的一件事情。
We remember the wounds of Jesus.
我们纪念的是耶稣受的伤。
We remember the one who became weak for us.Because we would never stop wrestling with God. If Jesus, you see, had come down from heaven to earth in all his power and glory 2,000 years ago to wipe away all of our sin, guess what? He'd have to wipe us away too.
假如2000多年前神来到这个世界他想要一下子就把所有的罪除掉的话，你知道会什么会发生吗？他必须把我们都除掉。
But instead of wiping us away like we deserved, he allowed himself to be wiped away for us.
但是他为了不让我们被清除掉，虽然我们配得，他让自己的生命被除掉。
And you remember on the cross.That there was darkness, wasn't there?
大家还记得吗？在他在十字架上的时候，曾经是天完全黑下来。
But 3 days later, there was also a sunrise.
但是三天以后，同样也有一个日出的时候。
And all the people said, "He is risen."
所有人都在说，他复活了。
Our sins have been paid for.
我们的罪。已经付上了代价。
And now we too, like Jacob, can have new life.
我们就像雅各一样，可以有新的生命。
So if this week you begin to get frustrated with yourself or with someone,
如果这个星期你有很多的困惑，对你自己或者是因为别人的原因，
and you think, is this person ever going to change?
你或者在想这个人他会不会有一天会变改变呢？
You can remember this great story from Genesis.
你应该来记着这个非常奇妙的故事在创世纪32章。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we praise you for the grace that you've lavished on us to wrestle us into dependence upon you. Forgive us for our resistance. Thank you for these loving wounds that you graciously give us to open our stubborn eyes to the wonders of your power and love. And so we just ask in humility and weakness,that you would strengthen us as we resolve to partner with you in your work and bring more and more stubborn people into your loving arms. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.